Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
About 1 in 3 Americans suffer from sleep issues. Is that you? What do you do to fix it? Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, I feel like so many of my friends have all these issues where they can't sleep. I have the opposite problem. I could be standing up and fall asleep. So what are the tips to help them out?
I think almost half of all Americans in a study that I looked at said they feel sleepy during the day most of the week. And adults, you know, ages 18 to 64 really need about 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. And unfortunately, we're like a nation and a legion of underslept people. The problem is, if you don't get enough sleep, it can bleed into your overall health. So you can have memory issues and mood changes. People are more prone to depression and anxiety. I mean, it just wreaks havoc on your body. One of the important things is that there are ways to sort of intervene in getting yourself to have a better night's sleep. The best tip that I can give people, and I've written about this in magazines for years, is if you're in bed and you're watching the clock, so say you can't fall asleep at 12:30, then it's 12:45, 1:15, you have to get up. People should not lay in bed trying to go to sleep for more than 20 to 25 minutes, because once you stare at that clock, it causes something called anticipatory anxiety, which makes you even more nervous, and it's a vicious cycle. So the recommendation from sleep experts across the country is to get up and not sit in bed stewing that you can't fall asleep.
So Jenna, I know that, you know, you want to do something to distract you, but what if you, like, going into your phone is probably not the thing to do, right? Like,
I mean, every expert has always told us, don't do that. You can't do that. The blue light,
but it's so
the
cool.
fact
it's right
that your mind
you.
Is working.
It's right on your nightstand. You just grab it. You're like, let me just read a couple articles real quick. No?
Right. And that's the problem. I think one of the interesting statistics in a lot of the literature is that our electronic devices are getting in the way of us having a good night's sleep. So absolutely do not get on your tablet. And the other interesting thing is there's this great rule that sleep experts tout. It's called the 10-3-2-1-0 sleep rule. Okay. So this is one of the things that helps people get a good night's sleep. The 10 is the number of hours before bed when you should stop drinking caffeine. 3 is the number of hours before bed you should limit food or alcohol. Believe it or not, if you eat like before you go to bed, it can cause heartburn or digestive issues that definitely get in the way of falling asleep. And so that's really, really important. And definitely alcohol 3 hours before you go to sleep. And the funny thing is, if you've ever had a glass of wine or 2 or 3, a lot of people have, before going to bed, it may put you to sleep, but you sort of wake up very abruptly throughout the night having alcohol too close to bed. 2 is the number of hours before bed that you should stop working. So work, unfortunately, heightens your anxiety and it overstimulates your brain. And the worst thing you can do is bring your work into your bedroom. And 1 was exactly what you had said, the point that you made. 1 is the number of hours before you go to bed that you need to avoid screen time. So what Raven said about blue light is absolutely true, but the problem goes deeper than the blue light that it emits. The information that you receive from watching something, again, if it gives you an adrenaline rush, is it can stimulate your brain and make you feel really, really anxious. And 0, by the way, remember, it's the 10-3-2-1-0 rule, is the number of times you should hit the snooze button. So studies show us that sleepers who hit the snooze button think they're improving their mental health, but it's the exact opposite, actually. It gets in the way of feeling rested when you wake up.
We were just talking about that. Like, I never, ever hit the snooze button. I feel like if I hit the snooze button, I'll never wake up again.
Yeah, the day's over.
Yeah.
I will never get the things done that I need to get done. My wife is a 2-time snoozer.
Oh.
No wonder she's crazy.
Yeah. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. These are all such great tips. Now, the problem is putting them into action to make them work.
Yeah, actually committing
That's
to doing
right.
it.
Yeah.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.